Certainly, it's good to see each and every one of you out here tonight. Appreciate everyone being here. Sure, it's a great privilege and honor and opportunity to stand before you and proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. Tonight, our text will be coming from Ezekiel chapter 37. We're going to read a little bit here and talk about it a little bit. In Ezekiel 37, there's a vision going on here, and Ezekiel is seeing, you probably are all familiar with this, he's seeing the valley of dry bones. We're going to talk about this a little bit. In verse 1 of chapter 37, it says, "And the hand of the Lord was upon me, and carried me out in the Spirit of the Lord. And it set me down in the midst of a valley which was full of bones." So Ezekiel here, he was being carried out in the Spirit of the Lord, and he was set down in the middle of this valley which was full of bones. We know from the next scripture, verse 2, that these bones were dry bones. They were very dry bones. It says, "And it caused me to pass them round about." So it took him around and allowed him to see, but he placed him in the midst of it, is what the first verse says. "Behold, there was many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry." So God is showing him a vision here. And as we get down through and toward the end of it, the Bible here, the passage will tell us what is going on here. But can you picture looking out over a valley and it's slap full of dry bones? Well, that's what's going on here with Ezekiel. This is what he's seen. This is what God is showing him in this vision. Could you imagine if you was on the other side of this mountain right here and you looked out down that valley toward Fort Payne and it was slap full of dry bones? Wow, that would be something, wouldn't it? Well, in the picture here, it's showing something similar to that. That there's a valley here, and it's full. There are just dead, dry bones everywhere in it. It's filled up. You know, I had never thought about this. I guess when I read this, maybe I missed the point, and I thought there were some bones there, but I never got that it was full. This valley's full of bones. And they're very dry, which means they've laid there a long time, and that there's not any life in these bones. They're very dry. You know, the life is in the bones. You know, in the marrow, when people have cancer and leukemia, they give them a bone marrow transplants. And what does that do? That gives them life for longer periods of time, don't it? It helps them to live longer, don't it? So we know the very depths of life is in those bones. And it stays in there for a while, even after the body's done gone and decayed. That's the last source that there's life there, is in those bones. And these right here are already dried out. And then he asked a question unto him. He said, "Son of man, can these bones live?" And I answered, "O Lord God, thou knowest." If God asked you, you've seen a big valley full of dry bones, they're very dry. If God asked you, could they live? What would you say? How could you answer that? But God answered him, and what did he say? "O Lord God, thou knowest." You know if they will or not, or if they can, don't you? And that's the truth of it all right there. God does know it all. He knows everything. There wasn't a doubt in his mind. He said, "I think they'll live," or "I don't think it's possible for them to live." But you know what? We as human beings, we probably look at that and we'd say, they can't live. We look at it in our physical mind, don't we? We look at situations that seems impossible for us, don't we? And we say, this can't happen. There's not a way. This is totally illogical. It cannot be. Well, you know, many times in our faith and us walking with the Lord, situations happen. And that's just an opportunity for God. When things seems to be there is no way, God is the one who makes a way when there seems to be no way, right? Amen. And when it's totally illogical and it don't make any sense to us, it's just an opportunity for God. You know, I see it every day and I've seen it in my life. Things that can't be explained by the natural, physical, human man. But many times we're the same way. We're in situations sometimes and we're going through great trials sometimes and we just can't see out of it. We just can't see that there's a way that this can be different, this can be better, this can be like God or something good can happen from it. We look at some of these awful tragedies that happen sometimes and how can we think? We can't even see far enough to see. But many times, it draws people to God, don't it? And God does show
that He is God and that He knows. That's a signature of who our God is, ain't it? He shows that there's no... When all the physical and all the logical things are totally exhausted, then God shows that it is possible and He makes it happen. Then you know who did it, right? There's not a doubt in your mind that somebody else did it or made it happen. You know for sure that it is God. We'll go on. It says, again, He said unto me, prophesy unto these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. And thus saith the Lord God unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into ye, and ye shall live. I will lay sinews upon you, and I will bring up flesh upon you, and I'll cover you with skin, and I'll put breath in you, and you shall live, and you shall know that I am the Lord. See, that's exactly what God does in situations when there don't seem to be no way out. When we cry out to Him, and we put our trust in Him, we put our faith in Him, we totally, absolutely believe in Him, knowing that He is a God that can bring things about way beyond our comprehension. And He is Almighty God. He is in control of situations, even when we can't see that He is. Just us putting our faith and trusting in Him and clinging to Him and crying out to Him. See, physically and logically, it doesn't make any much sense, does it, to be prophesying over these dead bones here that's dried out. It don't make very much sense, does it? No, but this is what God said to do, right? This is Ezekiel here going about and doing what God had told him to, too. He told them that He'd cause breath to come in it. God said to do this. Well, you know what? There's the same similarity with us, too. God told us to tell people this, didn't He? The Bible, didn't He? He told us to go out and say this, right? The same thing is go out and prophesy, speak my words. Go out and do that. That's what He wants out of us today. And that's the thing that will cure the problems that we have in our society today. Our godless society today. Our lost, dead society today. Not us within the church, but out into the world. And in our country, in our communities, and in our cities, and round about everywhere where they want God out of things, we need to be putting God back into things. Here's what God says about it. Whether you like me or not, it doesn't matter. I'm not here to win a popularity contest. I'm here to speak God's truth. I'm here to do and say what God said, right? And He gives it to us in the Bible. He ain't speaking to me in some audible voice. No, He's speaking to me through His Word. He's given me the examples, and I've got the common sense and the reasoning to study and seek out. If I want to know Him and what He said about something, I'll seek it out. Then I will know. It won't be because it's my opinion. It won't be because it's church doctrine. It won't be just something made up. It won't be lies. It'll be the truth. It'll be something that'll work every time, all the time, forever. See, that's the thing about God's Word. He did all this, and He says in the last part of that verse, that ye shall live, you shall have breath in you, skin upon you, flesh upon you, sinews it will give you, and why? So ye shall know that I am the Lord. The Lord is looking for an opportunity to show you and the whole world that He is the Lord God Almighty. And we're the ones whereby that should take place. If we're doing the things that God wants us to do, if we're saying the things God wants us to say, if we're living our lives in the way that we should be living our lives, that'll be an opportunity for God to bring about His work, won't it? And if we're not, it won't happen. It says here in verse 7, so I prophesied as I was commanded. You know, did you notice up here anywhere where God said that I'm commanding you to do this, Ezekiel? Did you read it anywhere up in there? I didn't either. But He said He's doing everything. He's doing what God commanded Him to do. So sometimes we read in the Bible and we think about things and we think, well, that's not all important. That's just a recommendation from God, ain't it? No, it's not. There are many things in the Bible that are commandments that God don't just come out and say, yeah, this is a commandment. You know, there are things that He does say that are commandments. They sure are too. But see, that's the way that we should look at God's Word too. That it is very important. Every bit of it. He prophesied, it says, as I commanded, and as I prophesied, there was noise. And behold, a shaking, and the bones came together, bone to his bone. So there was a valley here, and he started speaking over these dry, dead bones, and notice that's probably scattered all apart and not together or anything. And as he began to speak, they started making noise, and they started shaking. And these bones started coming together. Wow. Look at that order that's being brought about by what God said do and Him being obedient and doing what God said. So every time that we speak God's Word, He's promised it won't come back and return unto us void. If we do what God said and we speak what God said, it's going to accomplish the purpose that God intended. You know, many times we'll go out there and we'll tell people what God said about this and what God said about that. You know what? And they may tell us to just get out of their face. They don't want to hear it. You know what? We still was obedient unto God. And we did what God wanted done. And we sat there and think, well, that's just a waste. But it's not a waste. Because we was obedient to God. And God will accomplish the purpose that it was intended for in the first place. He's sowing the seeds through us. See, that might be the very thing that brings someone to the Lord one day. That might be the very thing that makes it click in their head. But what if we didn't do that? See, what if we wasn't obedient like Ezekiel was here? When he started speaking God's Word and prophesying, things started happening. I tell you what, when you start speaking God's Word and you know what it is and you're doing it and you're being obedient with all your heart, mind, and soul and doing the things God wants you to do, there are going to be things happening from it.
Amen.
There's no way the devil, the hell, and all his angels cannot keep it from happening because they're not in control. God is in control. He is Almighty God and His Word has power. Paul termed the gospel, the Word of God, is the power of God into salvation. It's the very transporting device that brings us to the Lord whereby we're saved. See? God's Word still has the power today just like it did then. Why do we think it's any less? Because it's not. God said He's the same today, tomorrow, and forever. I change not. His Word is the same. He said heaven and earth shall pass away, but My Word shall stand forever. Right? We need to start looking at His Word in that way. Because that's the way it is. It says, and when I beheld, lo, the sinews and the flesh came upon them, and the skin covered them above, and there was no breath in them. Why did He say there wasn't no breath in them? Hey, all of a sudden here they've got skin and sinews and flesh, and they look like they're alive, don't they? But they don't have no breath in them. So they're not alive. We know physically in our realm, when somebody don't have no breath in them no more, what are they? They're dead, right? But these bones are still dead too, wasn't they? Even after God's Word was spoke over them, they're still dead. They came together and they looked like they were alive. You know, I think about this and I think about that fig tree that Jesus walked up to when He was hungry and it looked like a fig tree and it looked like it should have fruit on it, but it didn't have no fruit on it. What happened? He cursed that fig tree, didn't He? Because it didn't, and it withered right there. Why was that? Well, it looked like a fig tree, didn't it? It looked like it should have some figs on it. And He was hungry, right? It'd be the same way to us. If we was hungry and went out there to an apple tree or whatever and it didn't have none on it, it'd be worthless to us, wouldn't it? Well, that illustration is the same with us. What did He say about the unfruitful trees? That they'd be hewn down and cast into the fire, right? When we're not doing the things that God wants us to do, even though we look like a Christian, we act like a Christian, if we don't have any breath in us, we're dead. It's like Jesus when He spoke to them and said, you prophesied My name, you did all kinds of mighty works in My name, but what did He say in the end? Depart from Me, I never knew you, you workers of iniquity. He was talking to His people, wasn't He? Well, I'm here telling you this or not, so He won't be talking to you. So it'll keep you from being like that. We'll go on a little bit, it says. And then said He unto Me, prophesy unto the wind, prophesy, son of man, and say unto the wind, thus saith the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain that they may live. So God said, you speak to the wind, and you prophesy, and you tell that wind, come and breathe upon these slain, and they may live. What happens when God's Word is spoke? Well, the winds have to obey, don't they? They don't have a choice. God is in control. That's it. What about Jesus when the boat was sinking there and they come and woke Him up and they said, Master, we perished. They were scared. They were worried. What? They was in this storm and the boat was about to sink. And He stood up and what did He say? Peace, be still. And they said, what manner of man is this? That even the winds obey when He speaks. And the sea, when He spoke, it had to happen, right? That's the power of the Word of God. When it spoke, it has to happen. They must obey Him. He has that authority. That's what the deal is. They're subject unto Him. And we need to be that same way. Thus saith the Lord God. Not what I think, not what my opinion is, not what my church teaches, but what God's Word says. Thus saith the Lord. That's what we as Christians need to be speaking.
Amen.
When we're off on opinions and this and such and that and whatever, we're not speaking God's Word. We can't say, thus saith the Lord, can we? But we need to be. That's the important thing. The focus needs to be upon God's Word. It says, so I prophesied as He commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived, and they stood upon their feet, an exceedingly great army. So he did obey, just as God had told him to do. He spoke those things, and what happened? They became alive. They're not dead anymore. Just like us that when we become Christians. We obey the Lord. We do the things He's told us to do. And what happens? We become alive. Just like in the beginning, what happens? God made man out of the dust of the earth, and what? He breathed in him the breath of life, and what? He became a living soul. Right? Same thing. Exactly parallel thing. God's the same today, tomorrow, and forever. He changed not. The same way today. The Word of God is inspired, isn't it? Said it was written by holy men chosen by Him, and they wrote down exactly what He had. So focusing back on the Word of God, what is it? The Word of God is termed as God breathed, right? It is the very essence of the breath of life then, right? So spiritually speaking, if we want that breath of life in us, what do we have to do? Jerry used to say this, and I thought it was pretty good. He said, the prophets of old, they got it by inspiration. He said, we get it today by perspiration, by getting in the Word of God and studying it, deed it out. And that's the difference. God did move upon them. His Spirit moved upon them. A different thing than we have today. It came over them, and they spoke exactly what the Spirit told them to. That Spirit came over them. But it's not like that today. We have God's Word written right here before us. We're without excuse. We don't have any excuses when it comes to the Word of God. And we don't know and we don't understand. You know why? Because we've got it right here. If we don't know it, it's because we hadn't put the effort. It's because we hadn't dug it out. We're accountable to God for that, for knowing it. The saddest thing is when somebody comes to us seeking serious answers and we don't have them. We don't know what to tell them. And we have it right here. We have the roadmap. We have the very plan that God gave us. So there was an exceedingly great army created here after He had spoke to the winds and told them to breathe upon these slain and that they might live. And they did. That's what happened. There's a definite pattern here, ain't there? God said, I'm going to do this. You go do this. And what happened? He went and did this. Then it was accomplished what God had set out in the beginning, right? It's done happened twice, hadn't it? You think it's any different today? If God tells you to go out and to preach the gospel to every creature, that when you go out and do that, that it won't bring forth the fruits that God has planned? Absolutely will. It absolutely will work today. When God told you to go out and live your life this certain way, you go out and live your life this certain way, you know what? It's going to bring people to the Lord. It's going to give you opportunity where you can talk to them about your Lord and Savior Jesus. They're going to want to know what you got in you different than the world does, and that other people around or people that they've known that's claimed to be Christians or acted like Christians or said they were Christians, they're going to want to know what's different about you. You're going to have that opportunity to help lead them and bring them to the Lord. But if we don't live our lives in that way, if we're not being obedient to God, it can't happen. Let's move on a little bit. So then He said unto him, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, our bone is dried and our hope is lost. We are cut off for our parts. You know what? We sit sometimes at situations and we say the same things. We look at the physical things and we go, just can't see how it can happen. Just can't see how it can happen. Sometimes we have all our hope gone. But we shouldn't have. We as Christians have the greatest hope there is. Knowing that one day that we'll be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. One day that He has promised His Word that we just read here twice already, that when it's used like it should be, accomplish the things that it should be accomplished. And see, when the Lord promised that He went away to prepare a place for us, He did. And He will. And we'll get to go and be there with Him one day, forever and ever. And we can know as sure as these things happened when His Word was followed and there was obedience, absolute obedience to what He said, then it'll happen for us as Christians. So we should never be in the position where we don't have any hope, you know? Because we've got the greatest of all as Christians. We should never feel like that we're in a situation where we can't win. Because if we have the Lord on our side, we always have a winner. We cannot be defeated if we're following the Word. If we're obedient to Him, we're doing the things God said for us to do. Just like the Scripture says, if God is for us, who can be against us? No one. That's the answer. Yes, sure, the devil will and his workers and even people in this life who despise us and for the way that we live seem to be against us, or maybe they are. They cannot win when the Lord's on our side. We will accomplish the things that God has for us to accomplish if we do the things He said for us to do.
Amen.
We shouldn't let ourselves ever be downcast. We should never lose hope. We let it happen to us sometimes, though. Everyone gets discouraged when things don't go like they should. But you know what? God never promised us that He'd show us what the works that follow after what we've done. He never promised. He never showed us. He never said anywhere that I'll show you what's going to be accomplished from you. But sometimes He does. Sometimes He gives us a little glimmer of what. Sometimes we never know. But you know, the fact of the matter is still the same. My obligation is still the same between me and God. I must do what God wants me to do anyways, right? I'm going to stand before God and be accountable for me, Darrell Kelly, for what I did or not did for Him. Whether it's helping one person or a million people. My obligation is the same. To preach or teach or whatever it is He needs for me to do. Spread His Word any way that I can. To help bring people to Him before this world is destroyed, or either they die and they go to hell. My obligation is still the same. It don't matter if everyone else is jumping off the cliffs. I don't have to, okay? I'm going to stay back from the cliffs and I'm going to help bring as many people with me to heaven as I can. You know, I kid about it sometimes and I tell people, yeah, I'm ready to go, but I don't have all my buses loaded up yet. I want to take a few bus loads with me, okay?
Amen. Amen.
And we all need to be thinking in that way. We need to be working toward that to accomplish what God has. Don't be discouraged. God is the great God Almighty. He is in control. And the devil, you know, all the devil can do is he can make things seem a certain way. He can't really change it. He can't really make it. He can make you believe it's a certain way, but that don't change it. See, if it's contrary to the Word of God, it's a lie. It's deceitful. It's not the truth. So we need to always make sure that we're going by what is right. If we're standing firm on God's Word and going by His truths and His principles and the things He's told us in the Bible, we cannot go wrong. Verse 12 here says, therefore prophesy and say unto them, thus saith the Lord God, behold, O my people, I will open your graves and I'll cause you to come up out of your graves and I'll bring you into the land of the living. And ye shall know that I am the Lord when I have opened your graves, O my people, and brought you up out of your graves. And I shall put my Spirit in you, and you shall live. And I shall place you in your own land. Then you shall know that I, the Lord, have spoken it and performed it, saith the Lord. This last verse gives the whole purpose of every bit of this right here. God is wanting to show His people. And it still applies to us today. I know I'm preaching out of the Old Testament, y'all. And you can say, oh, well, this is in the Old Testament. You can say whatever you want. The principle is still the same. This was God's physical chosen people here, the house of Israel. That's what it says there in verse 11 of this. These bones that He was prophesying over, and He allowed him to see in this vision what accomplished from him doing that, him being obedient. God has said that He will do this, and He has performed it, and they will know that He is the Lord God. And it's the same today. God has said He will do this, and if we'll be obedient, He will perform it. He will accomplish it. And I'll tell you what, if we won't do it, you know what? God will get somebody else to do it. I want to be one of those who's getting it done for Him myself. I want to be one of them willing vessels that things are being accomplished because I'm obedient to Him. That I've taken the things He said, thus saith the Lord, and I've applied them, and I'm going by them, and I'm living by them, and I'm speaking those things. I'm not adding to them. I'm not taking away from them. They're God's words. They're not my words. These words that I speak to you here tonight, they're not my words. They're God's words. This is Him speaking to you tonight. His people. You're His people. tonight. You're His body. You're the one Christ laid down His life and died for tonight. And He's speaking to you the same. He will perform the same things for you too. He's told you He will. And He wants you to know that He is Lord God Almighty. And He is able to accomplish the things He set out to. This is my message tonight. It may seem short, but it's very powerful. It's exactly what God has spoken in the book here of Ezekiel. If you're subject to the invitation and you're not a child of God and you'd like to become one, we'll do everything we can to assist you in any ways. It's the same today as it was on the day of Pentecost, by the way. He told them to repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins. It's the same. That's the great, awesomest thing about God's Word. We talked about it in class this morning. God's the same. His Word's the same. It hadn't changed. In this life we live and rules change and laws change and sometimes we can't keep up with them, but God's laws are just the same. And I can know what standard that I'm going to be judged by one of these days because it's going to be the same. See? And I have it right here so I can know what it is. You know, I talked about this morning. I said it's like an open book test. I got the answers right here. One day I'll stand before God and I'll give an account to Him. Why I did what I did or why I didn't do what I didn't do. And I don't have any excuse. Come if you're subject to imitation. I will sing the song that's selected.
Would you be free from your burden of sin? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you or evil a victor win? There's wonderful power in the blood.
Wonderful power.